learned it out from the fact that it says lo yochal, and we don't have the exception of nevela. And the assumption is that every time we have the word lo yochal, lo tochal, lo tochu, without an exception of a heter hana'ah, then there is an iser hana'ah which is understood, which is implied. What does it mean to speak about an iser hana'ah which is implied? We saw machlokes rishonim. Tosfos understood this is pshuto shel mikra. The word lo yochal means like lo ukal hasne, means not to be consumed unless unless the Torah specifically says otherwise by putting in a heter hana'ah. And then Tosfos has the issue: why shouldn't there be an iser? Why shouldn't there be a chiyuv kares on hana'as chametz? It's pshat in the pasuk. Ki kol ha'ochel chametz v'nichrasa hanefesh, and ochel means to consume. So Tosfos has to deal with it. The alternative was offered by the Ran, who said, no, there's no machlokis in terms of dictionary definitions. Everyone agrees that in Binyan Kal, the word le'echol means to what we call eating. Hano'as hachech, hano'as hagaron, hano'as hameyayim. That's the concept of achila. However, the Torah has rules, and one of the rules of the Torah is that every time we're going to have an Easter of eating, there is going to accompany it also an Easter of hana'ah behind the scenes. It's there behind the scenes, unless the Torah specifically allows for hana'ah as it does by nevela. The moment it's behind the scenes, that would explain why there's no hana'ah. According to the Rambam, we saw it's not even malchus on iser hana'ah, because it's not pshuto shel mikra, it's a drush. It's a halacha midoraisa. However, it's not on the level of the classic world of onshim. That's what we spoke about last time. But we didn't get into the unique example of nevela. Nevela is Rav Avahu's proof text. Had achila, had achila simply means eat and nothing more than that, why in the world would the Torah have to give you black and white a heter of hana? Whoever said hana was aser. Kanereh that achila implies an iser hana. And the pasuk that is matir hana says lo soklu kol nevela, but rather lager asher bisharecha titnena va'achala. Now, before we get into the Shakla B'Tayr of the Gemara over here is making a clear assumption that the Ger and the Nachri are both Goyim. Namely, they are individuals who are allowed to eat Nevela. Otherwise, it would be Lifnei Iver to give someone Nevela. He's not allowed to eat it. So, what then is the difference between these two types of Goyim? Which Goy are we going to call a Ger, and which Goy are we going to call a Nachri? So what all the Rishonim on the page understand is that the ger over here, and this is the Gemara in Chafamid Aleph in Avodah Zarah, the ger over here is the ger toshav. We have a goy who's a ger toshav, and we have a goy who remains a nachri. What does it mean for a goy to be a ger toshav? So here I ask you to look in the sugya in Avodah Zarah, and we have over there on the Avodah Zarah, and the Samach Dalad on the days, we have a three-way machlokes tanoim. Ezehu ger toshav. First mandama Rav Meir kol shekibel olav b'shnei gimel chaverim shelola avod avodas kochavim. Divi Rav Meir. Hachamim omrim kol shekibel olav zayim mitzvos shekiblu aleihem b'nei noach. Acherim omrim elu lo ba'u lechlal ger toshav. Ela ezehu ger toshav ze ger ochel nevelos. He's going to keep kilayim and he's going to keep shatnez, etc., etc. Chutz me'isur nevelos, and that's the category of ger toshav. He left himself an opening, and so we're allowed to fill the opening by giving him our nevela. The alatar, both Rashi and Tosfos, are very, very bothered by the first two shitos that we find in the Gemara, that we find over here in this braisa. The Gemara points out that samachay, my nafkamina, whether a goy is a ger toshav or not, nafkamina is, do we have a mitzvah l'hachayoso? That, but we're going to see the pasuk, but it speaks about that when we have a ger toshav, v'chei machem, that he should live with you, that there's a mitzvah of being machaya, a ger toshav. So the question is, on whom do we have this mitzvah of being machaya, which goy do we have a mitzvah to be machaya? So Tosus was very, very bothered. Ezehu ger toshav. Bamaskana ko'amar dahainu lahachayoso. V'yim tomar halom miyad she'avar zayin mitzvos chayev misa. In other words, so we have a sugya in Sanhedrin that deals with Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And the sugya is a very, very black and white sugya, that either the goyim keep their mitzvahs or the chayav misa, one or the other. A goy who is who eats Eivim and Achai is chayav misa. A goy who steals is chayav misa. A goy who is Oved Avodah Zarah is chayav misa. Any one of the shemits b'nei Noach, the goy is chayav misa. So here we have an opinion of Rav Meir. We have an opinion of Rav Meir that who is the ger toshav? We're dealing with a goy who is not Oved Avodah Zarah. What about stealing? Ah, he steals. Eivim and Achai, he eats. In terms of Birkas Hashem, he's cursing God left and right. Right? But he's mekabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So he's chayav misa left and right. How can you speak about a mitzvah l'hachayoso on a goy who's chayav misa 6 out of 7 times? Namely, this it's a very, very strange... If the whole nachkimino over here is l'hachayoso, how can you set up a mitzvah l'hachayoso on a goy who's chayav misa? That's Tosis's question. V'yim tomar, how can this possibly be? Halo miyad sha'avar zayin mitzvah chayav misa, the Torah's b'nei noach hi misasan b'loidim v'hasra. You know, is there no technicalities over here that you can play games with? You can't say, oh, well, most people are not going to have exactly 2 Eidim, Cherim, and Hasra, v'chule. The goy doesn't require that framework. So Tosos appears to get off on a technicality. V'yishlamar, the calls manshol danuhu bezdin, eino chayav misa. That since the Bezdin is not into being done goyim, even though theoretically they're chayav misa, however, the Torah now tells us that these individuals, according to Rav Meir, who theoretically are chayav misa, since it's only theoretically chayav misa, bein time, you're chayav to be machaya. Very, very unusual teretz. But it's a very powerful question that Tosos has on the shita of Rav Meir. But let's even take the mainstream shita, the shita of Rabbanah. The shita, the second shita, and they were dealing with a goy who accepted upon himself sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. Namely, he accepted upon himself to keep that which he is chayev. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's chayev, and he says, okay, right, I'm going to accept upon myself that which I'm chayev. So then we're saying that there's a mitzvah to be mechayev the goy. Namely, that there's a mitzvah to be mechayev every goy who acts like a goy. So why call that a ger toshav? Where do we have any status of ger toshav? This is a classic goy who agrees to be a goy according to the rules of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's according to Rashi what's behind the Acherim. When the Acherim say you can't say that, why? Eilu lo ba'u l'chal ger toshav. The Acherim say Rav Meir must be wrong and Rabbanan must be wrong. Shu Yisrael mitzuvim l'hachayosan. They're simply the regular goyim. They're regular run-of-the-mill goyim. So there, you know, if you're going to have the Torah call a goy a nochri, they're a gochri. Why call him a ger? In what way is he a ger? A ger normally involves some kabbalah, some acceptance of something which was not on him. So these are the three deos. Two of them have real serious internal questions in terms of their definition. The Rambam would have been nice had he chosen the third daya, but I mean we was expected he paskins both in Hilchos Yisuri Biyah and in Hilchos Malachim like Rabbanah, right? That the Ger Toshav Ezoi Ger Toshav Zeshe Mekabel Al Atzmo Zayin Mitzvos Bini Noach. Just as an aside, the Rambam uses a interesting phraseology in Hilchos Yisuri Biyah over there in Perek Yudalid when he's describing the Shita of Rabbanon. Perek Yud Dalet Ochazayin. Ezehu Ger Toshav. Ze Akum Shekibil Alav Shelol Avod. Kochavim Umazavos. Im Shar Mitzvos Shenitztabu B'nei Noach. In other words, that he divides Sheva Mitzvos Shenei Noach into 1 and 6. That we're dealing with. In other words, that the Ger Toshav of Rabbanon is the Ger Toshav of Rav Meir plus. Right. Goy Shekibil Alav Shelol Avod Avodah Zarah. Im Sha'ar Mitzvos, in which Rav Meir limits it to one, and Rabbanon add in six. The same terminology we find later on in the Rambam is pointing out in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Ches, when it speaks about the city which is sent the option of being Mekabel Shalom, taking upon themselves Avdus and Amas, and taking upon themselves a level of Avodas Hashem. So over there, the language of the Rambam, V'chein ir shehishlima, this is Perek Ches Halchates, V'chein ir shehishlima, ein korsim lehem brit, ad she yichberu v'avodazara, v'yikablu shar mitzvah shenistavu b'nei Noach. Again, it doesn't speak about Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. That he speaks at the beginning. But he breaks the seven down into one and six. Okay, that there is an inyan over here of emuna, in other words, that's yichbaru v'avodah zarah, and then a kabbalah of six, a combination of six mitzvot, asei and lo tase. But that's the Rambam shita. The problem with the Rambam is in the same problem that we had with the shita of Rabbanan in the Gemara, namely, what distinguishes this goy from any other goy? Why is he called a ger toshav? And in addition to that, we have an issue in terms of the seder of the halachos. But let's stick for a moment to the issue of, or maybe we'll mention that the Rambam mentions Shev Mitzvos Ben Noach in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Ches by the world of making shalom with a nation, by the Yifas Toar, and by the Ger Toshav. He speaks about the fact that we have this concept of Ger Toshav, who has to be Mekabel Mitzvos Shenitztabu B'nei Noach. And only in Perek Tes and in Perek Yud does he tell us what those mitzvos are. It's sort of very unusual for the Rambam to have three prakim one after another. In the first parak, deal with all sorts of applications of Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvos Ben Noach, but only explain what the Sheva Mitzvos are in Perek Tes and in Perek Yud. I'm putting that on the side, but these are the issues that we have to deal with. So the Achron who sharpens the question to the sharpest degree is Rav Velvel, that in the back of his Sefer on the Rambam, he has a whole series of letters that he wrote to various individuals. Most of them were written to the Rav, but the last letter clearly was not written to the Rav, as we can see, because he didn't have the problem that the Griz raises. In other words, 3 years earlier, he had already written to his father with the answer to the question. But so someone else wrote a letter to the Griz asking, what is this world of Ger Toshav? Hadras Gaono, Ger Toshav, shel Ger Tzedek. In what way is a Ger Toshav a Ger? A Ger is someone who is mischayev mitzvah, someone who accepts upon himself something that he wasn't previously obligated in. Aval hacha hare gam kodim kabbalah mechuyev hu bezayin mitzvos. Harehu la'achar kabbalah kamo kodim kabbalah. What, in other words, would we call a Jew who says, I'm accepting Tiag mitzvos, a ger? He was chayev Tiag mitzvos before he said it, and he's chayev Tiag mitzvos after he said it. So he said it. Where do we have a concept of ger toshav? What is the unique status of saying those words? So the Griz agrees that, you know, clearly you're 100% correct that in terms of chiyuv mitzvos, lo nischadeh she'edei kabbalah so shum dovar, for when he tosfu alav shum chiyuvim al kol b'nei Noach ba'alma. So what then, okay, so that's the question, and what's the answer? So where then is Ger Toshav unique? So before we see what the Griz says, there is a Rishon who deals with this in a very, very interesting manner. It's quoted by the Griz, so I didn't mention it separately, but that's the Ritva. The Ritva in Makos on Daf Tesem et Aleph wants to give us dictionary definitions. The Ritva points out over there. Sorry. The Dibra Maskel, the Ritva, the text now is Alma Gertoshav Kutihu. The Ritva writes as follows: Gimel Loshonos Ne'emru Bekutim. There are three types of Goyim: Gertoshav, Benoach, and so this is I don't know why the Ritva that was printed with the censorship. And Gimel Loshonos Ne'emar Begoyim. Gertoshav, Benoach, Begoyim. Okay, those are that I think is that's the Girsa that at least I had in the Ritva that I have in my house, which makes more sense. Gir Toshav, who shekibil bebezin she Yisrael lekayim zayin mitzvos she nitztabu b'nei Noach k'di Isa b'avodah zarah, and that person is mutar l'siyashev be'eretz Yisrael v'lazay nikrei Toshav v'keibon zekibulam bebezin hu nikra b'shev mitzvos elu. So the question is: so what is the difference between this Gir Toshav and a goy, or this Gir Toshav and ben Noach? Because he's going to continue that the ben Noach is someone who was not mekabel and bezdin the Sheva Mitzvos, but he's Chayev because the Torah says he's Chayev. And the Goy is the Oved, is the person who simply doesn't accept upon himself even that which the Torah puts upon himself. Let's go back to the Gir Toshav. So he wants to build off of a Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Agadah over there, the beginning of Avodah Zarah, deals with what's going to be with Goyim La'asid Lavo, and that's where the Gemara is, that they're going to ask for a mitzvah, the Kashmir give them the Sukkah, and there's going to be Motzi Chama Min Artika. That's the whole sugya over there in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. But before all of that, the Gemara points out as follows. On the bottom of Daf, Beis Amid Beis. D'tani Rav Yosef, Amad Vayemodeid Eretz, Ra'a Viter Goyim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the world and he came to a conclusion that he has to make a vitur. He has to take a step back. My Ra'a, Ra'a Zayin Mitzos Shekiblo Aleihem B'nei Noach, V'lo Kiyamum. He saw that the B'nei Noach didn't take their role seriously. Amad v'hitiran lehen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'm a vater. The B'nai Noach don't have to keep their Zion mitzvahs. So Gemara asks, is gurei iskur? In other words, the B'nai Noach are going to get sachar for their obstinacy. Matzinu chote niskar? Amar Rav Bar Ravina, lo amar she'afal pishim mekayim enosan, ein mekabon lehen sachar. But how can that be? That's even worse, that they shouldn't get sachar for that which they're doing. So then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Elo lomar lecha, ein mekabon aleihem schar ke mitzuve v'osa, ela kemi she'eno mitzuve v'osa. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, he saw that to obligate the goyim in Zion mitzvos is going to lead to another mabul, that he's going to have to destroy the world again. So he was mevatir on the Zion mitzvos. However, a goy who wants to do the Zion mitzvos, he's going to get sachar like an eno mitzuve v'osa. So he'll get sachar, But there's no obligation, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't therefore have to destroy the world. So it comes along the Ritva and says that's the uniqueness of the Gir Toshav, that the Gir Toshav returns to the level of pre-Vitur. The Gir Toshav, by accepting the Zion Mitzvos, turns himself into a Mitzuveh Ve'osa. So we have a Gir Toshav, and we have a Ben Noach. The Ben Noach is the Goy who voluntarily does the seven mitzvos. What do you mean voluntarily? Either a chiyuv? No. Originally they were a chiyuv, but then they were turned into a lufni mishuras hadin, into an act of that's up to the Goy. So the Ben Noach who decides on his own to do the Zion mitzvos, he's going to get the schar of Eino Mitzuveh Va'osa, and we'll call him a Ben Noach. The Ger Toshav says, no, I don't want the Vitur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want the original game plan that all the Goyim are going to be chayiv in these mitzvos, and then he is the Mitzuveh Va'osa. That's the direction of the Ritva. V'keivan shekiblon bebezdin hu nikra b'shev mitzvos elu Mitzuveh Va'osa v'chi ha anu Mitzuvim l'hachayoso. In other words, he is the Ger because he is accepting upon himself something that he had been potter on. In other words, that we had an original chiyuv, a ptur, he returns to the original chiyuv, that turns him into a ger. So that simply knocks off the question. Our question was, how is this individual a ger? He's simply doing what he has to do? No, he's going beyond what he has to do. He, at this point, would be nice if he would do the mitzvos. And if he would do the mitzvos, he would be an enemetzuv of osa. And he takes it upon himself to do the mitzvos. Okay, that's the direction of the Ritva, yes? It's a pasuk in Habakkuk, but I assume it happened way before Habakkuk. What? Post-Dor HaMabul. Post-Dor HaMabul. Maybe in the time of Enosh? What?
No.
Post-Dor HaMabul. Okay, that's the direction. However, there is... Yes? It's a very, very good question. In other words, where does the Chi of Misa then come in? Or maybe we'll say the Chi of Misa is only... I'll leave it as a question. Let the Ritva answer the question. I don't have to answer the question for the Ritva. Okay. It's a good question. Okay. The alternative of the Griz is as follows. That we have two different worlds. Just to read his language. Hare da'af al gav de bezayin mitzvos nitztavu miyemos odam harishon v'noach avo la'achar matan Torah nischadesh din gam eitzel umos ha'olam shelo daibaze sheinam ovrim al zayin mitzvos ela tzrichin kabbalah v'imrav yehorgu v'ze din shenischadesh umos ha'olam ba'atzmam mish'as matan Torah v'eilach. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, that this was the Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Hinchil HaTorah Vamitzos El Yisrael. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi agvura lachuf et kol bo'ei olam lekabel mitzvos shenitztabu b'nei Noach, v'kol mi shelo yekabel yehareg. V'hamakabel osam, namely this new category that exists post-Matan Torah, pre-Matan Torah, we have the category of Maisa Averos, that the Goy, if he's over any of his Sheva Mitzvos, he's going to be Chayav Misa. But as long as he's not over the Sheva Averos, then he's not Chayav Misa. Comes along Matan Torah, and the Goy has to be Makabel on himself not to be over. And the lack of Kabbalah not to be over, that already is raising the ante, that already is going to be Chayav Misa. Kol mi shelo yekabel, yehareg. V'hamakabel osam, Hu hanikra ger toshav b'chol makom v'tzarach lekabel of negimol chaverim, etc. And so the language of the Rambam in next halacha is kol hamakabel zayim mitzvos v'nizhar la'asosan. Namely, the first stage was nizhar la'asosan. That's what existed up to Matan Torah, that the goyim were nizhar mi la'asosan. And that's Perek Tes and Perek Yud. That's the concept of nizhar la'asosan. And then what was added in Matan Torah was the concept of mekabel. To be makabel them on a theoretical level, and that is the concept of a ger toshav, that before Matan Torah, in other words, the original status of Ben Noach, there was no need to be makabel. There was simply an Easter to do, to do seven acts. And were going to be over those seven acts, he'd be chayav, but there's no chiyuv to makabel. The ger toshav deals with the world of Kabbalah, the world of acceptance. This the Griz wrote to the individual in the question in Tafresh Tzadi Chet. However, 3 years before that, yes?
It doesn't really help because still there's now with his new category there's no distinction between a Ben Noach and a Ger Toshav.
So this is where the Rav fleshed out what the Griz, in other words, the Griz is like a skeleton. He gives you the basic chiluk, but to flesh out the skeleton in terms of the details, that's what the Rav does, but you know, independently, 3 years earlier in Hilchos Mila, in the Igros that the letters that the Rav sent to his father. So in Perek Aleph Hilchos Mila Halacha Vav, here, give me 1 minute. Here the Rav wants to distinguish between these two categories in a more halachic framework, and he points out that the world that existed originally, the world of Bnei Noach, that's Perek Tes and Perek Yud. Al shisha dvarim nitztava adam harishon v'hosif lenoach eiver min hachai. There we have seven maisa averos. There's a maisa avera of avodah zara. There's a maisa avera of birkas Hashem. There's a maisa avera of shlichus damim, of gili arayos, of gezel, of a lack of setting up a bate dinim. And there's a maisa avera of eiver min hachai. These maisa averos bring about a chiyuv of misa. So in halacha aleph, halacha beis, halacha gimel, halacha dalet, these maisa averos in perek yud are like all maisa averos. It depends how you do them. That there's a difference between shogeg and between mezid and between ones, because we're dealing on the level of a maisa averos. So in the world of ones, there's no maisa. In the world of shogeg, it's a different level of a maisa, etc. Namely, that's the framework that originally existed, the framework of maisa avera. And then there's a totally different category that we deal with in Perek Ches, that the goy can be chayav misa even for not doing a maisa avera. The goy can be chayav misa for not being mekabel these seven mitzvos, and the act of being mekabel the seven mitzvos is a halachic category. It's what we call in halachic language a chalos shem, that this is no longer a ben noach. This is an individual that we're mechayev to be mechaya. This is an individual, even though he's a goy, we're mechayev to be mechaya him. This is an individual, even though he's a goy, if he's a rotzeach b'shogeg, would have to go to an ir miklat. This is a kabbalah that requires halachic parameters. Mekabel b'fnei gimel chaverim, mekabel b'zman shehamila noheg. And to whom does this apply? So the categories to whom it applies are listed in Perek Ches. It applies to a city which is Chalutzei Sava, kishe nichnesu b'gvul ha'akum v'yichbishum v'yeshvu b'hen. I'm sorry. Just to continue. This is, I'm sorry, in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, Ein osin milchama im adam ba'olam at shekoren lo shalom echad milchemes rishus v'echad milchemes mitzvah shenemar ki sikrav aler liyochai malah v'karas al lo shalom im hishlimu v'kibru zayin mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei noach aleihen ein horgin behem neshama v'harehen l'mas. Namely, that we have over here a nafgamina in terms of that there's classically on Zayin Amamim a din of lo zachaya. And over here, pum fakert, there was ein horgen behem neshama, because they're mekabel zayin mitzvos b'nei noach. We find it in Perek Ches also in terms of the yifas toar, that the yifas toar lo ratzta lehizgayir megagolim ima shneim asar chodesh lo ratzta Mikabelas zayin mitzvos shenitztavu b'nei noach u'meshal chol nafsha harehi kikol hagerim hatoshavim. Second, and then he continues. Yifas toar shelo ratzta lo haniach avodah zarah achar hashneim asar chodesh horgin osa. What does it mean over here? Yifas toar shelo ratzta lo haniach avodah zarah doesn't mean she was ovedet avodah zarah. If she was Ovedet Avodah Zarah, there's no question of 12 months, right? In other words, Ovedet Avodah Zarah is an act. But rather, if she didn't want it, in other words, we have a shir over here in Kabbalah, that for the Ifas Toar, because of her unique circumstances, we give her 12 months to be Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvos. If she refuses to be Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvos, after 12 months, Horgenosa. V'chein ir sheishlima, ein korsim en bris ad sheyichru Avodah Zarah, v'ya'abdu et kol mekom oseha, v'yekabelu shar ha-mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei noach. Very, very strange. La'abed et kol mekom oseha, that's not a mitzvah of ben noach, that's a mitzvah of a Jew. A Jew is mechuyav la'abed kol mekom oseha. The goy is mitzvah, not to be oved avodah zarah. That's the mitzvah of the goy. But that's the din of not to be oved avodah zarah. On the level of the maisa avera, it's an inyan of being Oved Avodah Zarah. In terms of the Kabbalah, not to be Oved Avodah Zarah, this is a shir within the Kabbalah. That to show that they have a total kfir in Avodah Zarah, it's Yavdu et kol mekamoteha. That's the part of the Kabbalah of Zayin Mitzvos b'nei Noach. Aval akum shaloki bel mitzvah shenistavu b'nei Noach, horgen oso, im yeshno tachas yadeinu. Not because he's over the Avera, for the lack of Kabbalah. In that context, the Rambam continues, v'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu pi agvura, lachuf et kol b'ei olam lekabel mitzvah shenistavu b'nei Noach, kol mi shalo yekabel yehareg. V'hamekabel osam, hu hanikra gertosha v'kol makom, v'tzarach lekabel b'fnei gimel chaverim, v'kol mekabel lov, etc. Okay, so we have over here, this is what the Rav points out, a combination of a number of individuals who are mechuyav to be mekabel on themselves. It's the status of milchama. It's the status of yifas toar. Back in Hilchos Mila, where the Rav began his Dvar Torah, it's the Eved who didn't want to accept upon himself Zion mitzvos. And then we have the situation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Tziv Piaguru Lachuf et Kol Boei Olam. Namely, that when we have a status that we'll call Kibush, Milchama, Tachas Yadenu, then we have this category called Ger Toshav, which raises the ante, raises the Chi of Misa from the act to the lack of Kabbalah. That we have over here, you know, it's only in the situation of those who, in other words, of those who are tachat yadenu, those who are in the category of tachat yadenu. So that's the Rambam Nilchos Mila. Lakach eved gadol min hagoyim muter lekayimo ubilvad sheyekabel alav sheva mitzvos shenistavu b'nei Noach. He is an eved. He's tachas yadka. Yeke ger toshav lo kibel alav zayin mitzvos yehareg miyad. Okay, so we have over here a category where the Chi of Misa does not stem from the Maisa Avera. The Chi of Misa stems from the lack of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah can come about in two directions. It can come about voluntarily on the part of the Goy who is not Tachas Yadenu, or as a Baal Korcha on a Goy who is Tachas Yadenu, with a certain degree of wiggle room. By the Eved, he has no time. He has to make a decision immediately. The Yifas Toar has 12 months. By the ear, they have to go beyond simply the Kabbalah and be Ma'abed the Makomos. In other words, but it's all permutations on the concept of Kabbalah. What is the Makor for this in the Torah? So the Rav suggests that we're working off of a Gemara in Sota, but actually the Gemara in Sota is quoted by Rashi in Chumash, that in Sefer Dvarim, in the end, in Parshas Shoftim, it speaks about a milchama against the city, v'tzarta leha, and that you should hacharem tacharimem, l'ma'an asher lo yilamdu eschem ra'asos k'chol to'av asom asher osu le'goheihem v'chatosem l'ashem elokechem. So the Rashi over there points out, l'ma'an asher yilamdu ha'im osu tshuva u'misgayirim atarashai l'kablan. This misgayirim is done not to become geirei tzedek. This misgayirim, this is the ger toshav. Ha'im asu tshuva umisgayirim, namely that they change their leman lo yamdu la'asos kochol to'av osam. How do they do that tshuva? That's the kabbalah of ger toshav. That's over here. That's the makar perek chaf in Sefer Dvarim pasuk yudches. That's the Gemara in Sota, which is being quoted, to the same effect that the Rashi is quoting over here in Chumash, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Leman asher yilamdu eschem la'asos, ha'lamadat ha'shem hayu chozrim b'tshuva, hayu mekablim osam. Mekablim osam, the concept of a ger toshav. Okay? So this then is the question of the Gemara is, Eizehu ger toshav. What level of Kabbalah is needed by the Eved, by the Yifas Tohar, by the Ir, by the Jews who are Tachas, by the non-Jews Tachas Yadenu? According to Rav Meir, it's enough if they're Mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah. According to Rabbanon, they have to be Mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah plus the Sheish Mitzvos. And then we have a third shita that is all, that there's really no difference. Those were ma'asei averos that they were chayav on. Instead, they have to be mekabel on themselves above and beyond. We don't pass like that third man do amar, but clearly there's a difference between the status before ger toshav, where the chi of misa would be for the ma'asei avera, and the status post ger toshav, where the chi of misa would be for the lack of kabbalah. Reuven, does this answer your question?
I mean, the way the Brisk Rav said is that now, I mean, this is what was created after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, it was put by the Meisim. So, if the Rav is saying that to the Mahalach, then you still have the question of what's the difference between a regular going to Ger Toshav. I mean, everyone is expected to be Mekabel.
No, not everyone is expected to be Mekabel. Only the Goy, who is Tachas Yadenu, is expected to be Mekabel. And maybe that's part of the concept of Yovel. But in other words, or we can simply leave Yovel as a technical requirement because of Gzeira Shava between Eved and Ger Toshav. But it's only the Goy is just Tachas Yadenu that has to be Mekabel. And that's why the Rambam can deal with this category separately from the category of Mitzvah B'nei Noach. In Perek Vav Zayin Ches, he's dealing with Milchama, with Kibush, with Tachas Yadenu. That's where we have the category, the Chol Shem Ger Toshav. Perek Tes and Yud, he goes back to forget. And what about a guy who's not Tachas Yadenu? They have seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach that if they're over an Aveira, they're Chayav Misa. If they're not over an Aveira, then there's no Chayav Misa. The Yifas Toar was not over it an Aveira. She was simply not Mekabelet. That's the din of Kibush. That's the din of the Ger Toshav. Yes?
The b'nei Noach, it's also only Chayav Misa if they're Tachas Yadenu. You can kill them if they're not Tachas Yadenu.
I know. The b'nei Noach would be Chayav Misa even in their own Gotei Dinim. In other words, the chi of Misa of Ben Noach is not after the Bezdin of Yisrael. One of the Sheva Mitzvos is that the Bnei Noach are supposed to set up courts to judge themselves on a chi of Misa on their Sheva Mitzvos.
Again, Tosos or Tosos?
No.
Tosos is just, and even
there, Tosos. No, Tosos simply asked, Tosos simply bothered technically, how do we have this individual around? In other words, how can we have a Mitzvah to be Mechayev, someone who's Chayev Misa? So Tosos answered, he's not Chayev Misa. Now, what Tosos could mean, now going back, we could say everything the Brisker Rav wrote and everything the Rav said, it's all in Tosfos. This is what Tosfos meant, that we have a chi of Misa in Bezdin for a Maisa Avera. But we're not talking about the individual who did the Maisa Avera, who's Chayev. We're talking about a Kabbalah, which is above and beyond the Maisa Avera. You can push that back into Tosfos if you want. I'm not know whether Tosfos really meant that or not, but you could put it back into Tosfos. But clearly within the Rambam, what the Rav and the Brisker said are very, very mistaber, both in terms of the order of the Rambam and in terms of the context of the Rambam and in terms of the stress on the Kabbalah of Negimel Chaverim. This is the Iker. The Chi of Misa is not for the Maisa Aveira, but for the lack of Kabbalah. But it's only certain categories that have that requirement. That's the, yes?
The Rambam talks about this Mansha and Yovel Noach.
Yes?
It doesn't talk about this. That assumes that it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say that what you have a kibbutz of Jews and
nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael.
They could make the
you just need a bezdin. You just need a bezdin. Gimel Chaveira. The Tachas Yadenu is a Mitzius. It could be anywhere. It could be that in Muncie the Goyim are Tachas Yadenu, right? The zoning boards hand the Jews. What the Rav discusses afterwards, which you won't get involved in, is there a concept of a Kabbalah without Yovel Noach? We're not going to call this individual a Ger Toshav, but can you still have a meaningful Kabbalah? Would there be any other Nachkaminus? He wouldn't be a Ger Toshav in terms of going to an Ir Mikla, then maybe there would still be a Chiyav Lachayoso if he wants him to be a Kabbalah. Is it an all or nothing situation? That's what the argument he writes back and forth with him and his father, the Tanuch of Bracha, in terms of their diyukim within the language of the Rambam. Okay, so moving back to our sugya, this is what the Torah says: Lo sochu kol nevela la ger, namely when we have a concept of ger toshav, when we have a goy who's tachas yadenu, when he's mekabel zayin mitzvos, then titneneva achala. When we have the nochri, namely the Ben Noach, who is not Tachas Yadenu, and who is not Mekabel Zayin Mitzvos, then we have the concept of Umacharo. Okay? That's the background of our Gemara. Okay, and here in the Gemara we have Machokas that you saw between Rav Meir. Yes?
Right.
certainly that our sugya was in the mind of the Acherim. Yes, certainly. Correct. And so over here, within the Gemara itself, in terms of what is the degree of the Heter Hana'a, so Yisorah Meir Shita was, to summarize, Echad Ger v'Echad Nachri Bein B'Mechira Bein B'Nesina, as opposed to Rav Yehuda, Dvarim Kikasavan. Dvarim Kikasavan. What over here exactly is the shita of Rav Yehuda? That's a machlokas rishonim. Dvarim kikasavam, the Rashi explains, kach mitzvasa, lo yitnena lenachri, velo yimkerena legoy. That we have a double iser. We have an iser of giving a matnas chinam to a nachri. We have an iser of selling the nevela to a ger. This is Omer Dorsheni, as you saw, that the parallel sugya in Avodah Zarah and Daf Kafa Med Aleph speaks about the pasuk of Lo Techanem, and one of the applications of Lo Techanem is not to give a matnat chinam to an oved Avodah Zarah to a goy. I shouldn't say to an Avodah Zarah. Take the language of the Gemara over there in Avodah Zarah. It's to a goy. In other words, lo techanem. In other words, lo titen lahem matnat chinam. Umatnat chinam gufa tanoihi. That according to Rav Meir, since you can give the nochri either b'mechira or b'nesina, so you can. He disagrees with this interpretation of lo techanem. Ma'ashein can according to Rav Yehuda dvarim kikasavam, that to the ger you can give b'nesina, and to the individual who is not the ger toshav dafka b'mechira. There we would have the Iser of Matnas Chinam. But where do we find anywhere an Iser to sell something to the Ger? Where does that Iser fit in? Why should over here there be an Iser? Under what category would it fall? That to the Ger Toshav, Dafka, you have to give him a gift, you're not allowed to sell it to him. You saw that the Rambam disagrees with this understanding of Rashi, right? The Rambam both in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, in Hilchos Chiyu Matana, Perek Gim Halach Yud Aleph, holds that there's only one halacha. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dvarim Kikasavam, that there's an Iser to give a Matnas Chinam to a Nachri. The Nachri B'Machira, that's a Dvarim Kikasavam. However, to the Ger Toshav, you can either give it or you can be Mocher it. Where would we find an Iser? What could be the background of the Iser? So within the Achronim, generally they search for the background within the Hemshech of the Gemara, that the Hemshech of the Gemara points out that we have a mitzvah to be mechaya a ger toshav, and if we're going to be dealing with a ger toshav who really can't afford to pay for it, and you're going to insist on his paying for it, your mafkiya, the mitzvah of rachayoso, that's where the Iser would come in. Namely that the Pnei Yoshua Alatar is the one who says it black on white. I won't read it inside, but it's very difficult. You know, it's the Rashi Shita of Dvarim Kikasavim. If it's not going to be a Gzeras HaKosav to try and find a Svara that it should be Usur to sell something to a Ger Toshav, and Dafka have to give him a gift, not allowed to sell it to him, namely that you have to take a loss as opposed to not making a profit. That's a chiddush, but we'll see that a little later on as well. Okay, so we have over here the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam in terms of Rav Yehuda Shita. What does Dvarim Kikasavam mean? And the Gemara asks, where do each of these Tanoim get their Shita from? And basically, everything surrounds the word O. What over here is the word O doing in the Pasuk? That Rav Yehuda understands that the word O is, as Rashi points out, Lashon Chiluk. And in other words, it puts a barrier, that we divide the pasuk into two halves, that we have the concept of titnenu leger and machar lenachri zehu. That's, in other words, and again, even within that, you can have a question: how many Yisurim do we have? But we can have an Iser of a Nesina to a Nachri. Masha Ein Kein, according to Rav Meir, there the O is viewed as Lahaktim. Rav Meir, O Lahaktim. What does it mean to speak about O Lahaktim? If you were to be translating the Pasuk as an English translation according to Rav Meir, how would you translate the Pasuk? In other words, you have Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, La Gera Shebisharecha Titnena Va'achala, O, meaning, if there's no Ger around. If there's no Ger around, then, right, then go ahead and give it and sell it to the Goy. Right? That would be the O Lahaktim. The problem with this is that, again, when you think about the consequences, well, it said that if there is a ger around, then you can't sell it to the goy. Then you have to, you know, if you have in front of you two individuals, a goy who's willing to buy it from you, and a ger who's expecting the gift. So the Torah is telling you that you have to, even according to Rav Meir, right? According to Rav Meir, that you have to give the gift to the ger as opposed to selling it to a goy. This is Omer Dorsheni that the Rishonim already discussed. In other words, within Rav Yehuda, he has Gzeres HaKosav. Okay, Gzeres HaKosav, that we can't sell something to a ger, that's Gzeres HaKosav. But over here, we have a Dinan Kedima that we don't find by a Jew. If you had in front of you a Jew who and the Goy, and the Goy is willing to buy something from you, and the Jew says, I'm not going to buy it, but you can give it to me as a gift. So Lechora, we have Oyer Kal Vachomer. Right? If by the ger, if ger toshav, you have to give it to him as a gift rather than giving it, selling it to the goy. So a Jew, but where do we find such a halacha that a Jew should be given a gift as opposed to giving something, selling something to a goy? Ad kedekach. So this bothered the Rishonim. So here we have two approaches. One approach is this is all a figment of our imagination. We're reading Rav Meir wrong. When Rav Meir says lahaktim, he means, and this is the approach of the Tosfos Harash by us. Tosfos Rinoperitz. So it's in this sense. Lahaktim nesina de ger le mechira de goy tema. Heich salka daitzach le meimar dim de vela shava yud litra shitzorach le nena le ger kodem shimishkurena le goy biyovat koma mono. That's our problem. Viyesh lomar de mairi. I'm sorry, we'll start with the iname yesh lomar. Iname yesh lomar de hochin perusha. Lahaktim nesina de ger perush. Vigam mechiraso. We're dealing according to Rav Meir that you can both sell and give to a ger, you can both sell and give to a goy. The ha de marbinan ger b'lemechira unasina, lemechira de goy, perush. V'gam nesinaso, v'gam l'gabe goy, mutar litna, v'limda shetzarach ahaktim nesina de ger, l'nesina de nachri, u'mechira de ger, l'mechira de nachri. That according to Rav Meir, we have two options by a ger and two options by a nachri. If you decide to take the option of a gift, so give it to the ger as opposed to giving it to the goy. If you're taking the option of a sale, so sell it to the ger as opposed to selling it to the goy. But there's no chiyuv to give it to the ger as opposed to selling it to a goy. That's an optical illusion. However, that's the inami of the Tosfos Rinoperitz Peretz. The first heresy of Tosfos Rinoperitz Peretz is a shorthand of Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, where Tosfos and Avodah Zarah was bothered by the same question. V'im tomar v'im yesh lo la'odam chepetz limkor yitnenu la'ger kodem shimkirenu la'goy. Afilu Yisrael in a mitzvah alkach. V'yesh lomar the dafka nevela she'eno shava ela dover muat li Yisrael shelo hayu ovdei kochavim mitzuyim beinehem uleger hu shava harbe kishar basar an ukimta. We set this up as an ukimta where really this nevela is kimat worthless. because there are very, very few goyim around. You're in Eretz Yisrael, there are very few goyim around, and they know that you have to get rid of it, and so it's kimat worthless. So if you're dealing with something which is kimat worthless, namely you have to sell it to the goy for a dollar, so give it to the ger for free. If you could sell it to the goy for $30, so there's no chiyuv to give it to the ger. But in an ukimta, where you would have a case where there are very few goyim around, and a lot of Jews, and therefore supply and demand would knock this down to being very, very, to having almost no value at all, so rather than make a minor profit, give it to the ger. That's what's mentioned over here by the first teretz of Rabbeinu Peretz, the Mayri Matana Mu'etes. Matana Meruba, lo. Where you draw the line between Matana Mu'etes and Matana Meruba, that's not spoken of over here. But we have over here a bit of a categorization. This is what's dealt with, Halacha L'maisa, in the Sefer Ahavas Chesed of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim tries to give us the parameters of Dinei Mamonos given within the world of Halacha. So, within the mitzvah of Halva'a, we have a din of kedima, namely that if a goy and a non-Jew come, if a goy and a Jew come to borrow money from you, and they're both have the same conditions, so you should lend the money to the Jew as opposed to lending money to the goy. And who are din if the goy is willing to pay ribis? But you know, it's there we have the mitzvah of lending money to a Jew, and then he moves over. How far does that din of kedima go? Veda. Ode. De le'inyan mechira gamkein. Hitzricha Torah she'i Yisrael davar malimkor. V'nizdamin lefonav Yisrael ukena'ani. You're selling, you want to get rid of your television set. You decide you don't want TV in your house anymore, and so you put an ad in the Jerusalem Post, you're selling television, and you get two phone calls, one from a Jew and one from a goy. V'chein, hu hadin le'inyan tzarech. So you should sell it, assuming they're both offering the same price, sell it to the Jew. You want to buy something, and there are two things for sale. It's one from a Jew and one from a goy. Kisim keru memkar la misecha, kono miyad misecha, v'yisa b'sifra, im basal imkor, timkor li Yisrael chaveirecha. Basal liknos, tikne mi Yisrael chaveirecha. Now, but the question is, well, what if there's a difference in terms of your profit? V'afilu im knani mosif ma'at yoser al hamekach, Yuhachi mutav limkor li Yisrael bepachos, hu hadin liyan kinyan mutav yoser shi yikne mi Yisrael afim yitztarach lahosif maat yoser v'chula. What's the makar of this? So he calls the makar a tshuva of the Rama. What's the tshuva of the Rama based on? So the Rama brings three rayas, one of them being our Gemara, and that in our Gemara this is the way that our Gemara comes out, that when you have in front of you the ger and the goy, that you should give it to the ger rather than sell it to the goy. And so you see kal v'chomer that, you know, it's, so the Chafetz Chaim himself rejects that. He feels that that's not the context of our Gemara, that our Gemara is not a rule that was meant to be applied to kol haTorah kula. Our Gemara is dealing with ger toshav. A ger toshav is unique mitzvah l'hachayoso, and therefore has its own criteria, be it the criteria of the Kedima of Rabbeinu Peretz, the Kedima of Tosos, but you can't necessarily learn from Ger Toshav to anything else. Then you can't say, if it's a din in Ger Toshav, Kal v'chomer, it's a din by a Jew. That's what the Ramah, that's the machlokes between the Ramah and the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah Paskens. However, he does feel that from the pasuk of Kono yet miyad amisecha, and Tim, in other words, the fact that the Torah mentions amitecha, that the Torah has a din of Kedima by an amit, That itself means that there would be no requirement for a din of kedima if conditions are totally the same, even if there's a bit of a loss, even if it's, but again, how you define a small loss or not, that I don't have any way of aiding things. Okay, so that then was the pshat in the pasuk according to Rav Meir. So what does Rav Yehuda do with that option? So of course, maybe the word o comes lahakdim. If there's no ger toshev around, then sell it to a goy. So Rav Yehuda says that there's no need for such a pasuk, because we have a mitzvah. We don't need a pasuk to teach us that. Kevan de ger atametzuva lahachayoso v'nochri atametzuva chayoso lo tzarach kras varahu. Clearly, if you have two options, one is a mitzvah and one is a reshus, you always choose the mitzvah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and therefore the O must come to be lachalek and teaches us a halacha that we have an iser to give a matnas chinam to a goy, and maybe, according to Rashi, we also have an iser to charge money to a ger. That's the chiddush of Rashi. The Rambam disagrees. What is this mitzvah of rahachayoso? So Rashi says, ger atametzuva rahachayoso d'chsiv ger v'toshav v'chei imach. We have a pasuk in Parashas Behar, in Perek Kafei, pasuk lamed hey, v'chiyamuch achicha umata yado imach v'hechazakta bo ger v'toshav v'chai imach. That we have the mitzvah rachayoso v'chai imach relating to ger v'toshav. The toshav over here is the ger toshav. We have the achicha, we have the ger, we have the toshav. They're all included in this mitzvah of v'chai imach. How do we understand this mitzvah of v'chai imach? You saw is a machlokes rishonim. How do we understand the mitzvah? Did you reach this? I don't remember going beyond what you already covered. Who covered this? I see a little. Well, who didn't have a chance to cover this yet? Okay, so we'll stop at this point. What I'd like you to see is the those who haven't seen it yet is the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam, and think to yourselves what's the nafgamina between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of how to categorize this mitzvah of v'chai imach. That's v'chai achicha imach. What's exactly the nature of the mitzvah? If you want to see someone who says the nafgamina black and white, it's found in the Chidushei Hagriz on the Torah in Parashas Re'eh, but it's also there's a sefer called Derech Emuna of Reb Chaim Kinevsky on Hilchos Zroim of the Rambam. So the first volume of Derech Emuna has within it Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, and so in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, so the Rav Chaim Kinevsky wrote his sefer like a Mishnah Berurah and a Bir Halacha. So in his Bir Halacha, he raises the issue what's the nafgamina between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of how to categorize the mitzvah. And then there's a very unusual Rambam that probably you saw in Hilchos Balach and Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis. I'll spill the beans. I don't have Pshat in the Rambam, but maybe you'll come up with Pshat in the Rambam, who quotes a totally different pasuk for the mitzvah of being mechaya a ger, even though he quotes this pasuk in a number in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, and in Hilchos Zechiyo Matana, he quotes the pasuk of Vechei Achicha Imach. However, in Hilchos Malachim, he quotes a different pasuk. Why would he need that pasuk? What do you see from that pasuk? Why Dafka in Hilchos Malachim does he quote it? I don't know yet. Maybe the next week someone will fill us in. Okay, just to finish the sugi over here. So then the Gemara says, okay, so according to Rav Yehuda, what then is the makar of Rav Avohu? How do we know? Where do we find it? A lo yochal, where the Torah black and white says that we have a heter hanoah. According to Rav Yehuda, this pasuk by Nevela is coming to teach us all sorts of halachos about a ger toshav and about a goy. It has nothing to do with a heter hanoah. So the Gemara moves over to the Easter of eating treifa, and then the Gemara moves over to the mitzvah of night eating gid hanoshe. We'll try, if we can, to cover those two topics on Yom Rishon. That will take us down to up to about two-thirds of the way down on Daf Kaf Bezim and Aleph, up to Vahari Dam. But we'll take them each as a unit. In terms of Treifa, basically what we have over here is very, very full within Rashi and Tosfos al Atar. You're certainly welcome to look at all of the Rishonim, but you'll have your hands full with Rashi and Tosfos. In terms of the Lakelev Tashlichun, so we already pointed out there's the Malchus Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros as to whose Kelev are we talking about. So we'll just repeat that we already saw. In terms of the nature of Chulin Shnishchatu Ba'azara, the sugya is not by us. The sugya, in other words, the Gemara brings in Machokas whether Chulin Shnishchatu Ba'azara is Daraisa Durabanan, Machokas Rashi V'Tosos, what exactly would be Durabanan, but that Machokas is brought in Kedushin and Daf Nun Chesem et Aleph. So see the Gemara over there in Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. And then, of course, see the Psak of the Rambam, that which is brought over here in the Ein Mishpat, in the brackets, in terms of the din of Kelev Tashlichun or so. That's eight. Then we'll move over to the world of Yid Hanasha. So again, the Rashi and Tosis over here are pretty intense. If you want more Marmakomos, put in there by tomorrow. I'll try and come up with some more Marmakomos to at least give you directions. Rashi, Tosis, and the Pesukim of the Rambam will be basically the direction that we'll go. Okay, so we need it on Yom Rishon, and then a week from today, Rav Hochstein will give his monthly shiur. So hopefully, on Yom Rishon, we'll get Marmakomos. You'll be able to prepare for that on Monday and Tuesday.